When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Yes. All right, let's go to the Jekyll and Hyde St George Illawarra Dragons taking on the Manly Seagulls. This one down at Wynn Stadium. So Francis Molo, Jacob Little, Jaden Sewer, all back on deck. Jack DeBellin, Jesse Marschke and Ray Faitalamara to the bench. Hame Sele on the bench too, with returning from that hamstring injury. So Connor Muleson, Michael Molo and Viliami Fifita all drop out. So that is a stronger side significantly. And no change to the Seagulls. Tommy Talau is a bit of a wait and see. Ray Vaiga retains his spot on the wing. And Tofofoa Sipley is back, but can't force his way into the 17. Mark it on this one, Tristan.
Yeah, this one's held pretty solid as well. It's $3.20, the Dragons, $1.35 Manly, 8.5 is the line, a little bit short of the plus. We've laid the plus into $1.85 for the Dragons, 46.5 the total points. So, as you say, the Dragons have been very much Jekyll and Hyde so far this season. Manly started really well and then obviously went down there last week, but they are firm favourites here to bounce back at $1.35.
And just in passing, very interesting that Ashley Klein is refereeing this game. I would have thought this would have been the seventh or eighth billing of the weekend, and Ashley is either on rotation or on the nose. He's certainly not the top billing that he had been in previous months or late last year. I don't know if you heard that big bang about 5 minutes ago, Jimmy. That was me bashing the Dragons into the drawer, and they can stay there for months to come. I just thought they were incredibly disappointing when they had an opportunity last week. The plus is that they're at Wollongong here where they've won their last five. The other big plus is they get Molo, Sele and Sewer back, which they desperately need in the middle. I mean, the Cowboys' yardage last week was just so soft. A 50 or 60 or 70-metre set was just within ease. But I just really worry about their lack of resolve. In each of those last two games, when the game got a little bit tough, they just completely rolled over so meekly. The Eagles, I really like what they're doing, but I thought that was a game there to be won last week. And there's no doubt what their width, their attack, and their length of field attack is, but they're still conceding 22 points a week. And I thought at 14-0, their inability to shut down the Eels' big middle play last week was really poor and in the end cost them a result. They'll be winning. I expect that they should be winning by 10 or more, but I've got a bit of a watch on Manly against some of those tougher defensive teams in the weeks to come.
Yeah, so a tougher defensive team is not the St George Illawarra Dragons, certainly not at this point. Resilience is what Coach Shane Flanagan talked about a lot after the match. Yeah, really interesting game, that one against Manly, Parramatta, where they jumped out to the 14-0 lead and then I don't know whether it just happened, became a ploy, something other teams are going to look at, but offload, and it just put pressure under. I mean, Barlaw, Cartwright and Jermaine Hopgood can do that, so well done to them on that, but that put that Seagulls defensive line under all sorts of pressure. I don't know whether you saw it. There was I was watching on Channel 9. At one point, they'd had 9 of the 10 sets. The previous 10 sets had the Eels. So they just got fatigued, the Seagulls, at the back end of that one. Then they got the next one, too, with a 6 again. But I expect an improved performance. There were so many good things to like about what it is that they did despite the loss. And we know what they'd done the couple of games beforehand. I'll take them at the minus 8.5, and that's out to $1.95.